Hello, welcome to the Grow Your Wealthy Mindset podcast, where it is all about helping amazing physicians just like you create a wealthy life free from burnout and with the financial security to practice medicine on your own terms. I'm your host, Dr. Elisa Zhang. Welcome back to another episode of the Grow Your Wealthy Mindset podcast. Today, I have another episode for you regarding investment strategies. So recently, we had an episode that talked about the backdoor Roth IRA strategy. Let's say you contribute the maximum amount you can using the backdoor Roth IRA strategy, which is $6,500 in 2023 or $7,500 if you're age 50 or older. Now, what should you do with the money that's sitting in your Roth IRA? Do you invest it all at once or do you space it out? In the end, the choice is up to you, but let's go over the pros and cons of different actions. You could invest the entire amount all at once, which is what we'll call lump sum investing. The advantage with lump sum investing is that you're fully invested and putting your money to work for you. You can make your investment choices all at once and not have to set up multiple investments. But some people hate the idea of putting a bunch of money in the stock market and then seeing the stock market drop in value. Since you're limited on what you can contribute into your Roth IRA account, if you invest everything up front in the beginning of the year and the market goes down, you can't even buy more shares when the stock prices are down. That's why some people prefer to use the strategy called dollar cost averaging. Dollar cost averaging is a strategy that can make it easier to deal with uncertain markets. Most people use dollar cost averaging without thinking about it when it comes to your 401k or 403b. You likely have a certain amount taken out from each paycheck over the course of a year. This is basically what dollar cost averaging is. You're doing scheduled investment amounts throughout the year. You could also set that up with your Roth IRA contributions. Brokerage firms allow you to set up automatic investments so you don't actually have to come back and regularly make those investments yourself. You could set up your account to buy more shares of your index funds every week, every 2 weeks, every month, or whatever interval you like. You could do it over a course of 3 months, 6 months, or the entire year. The benefit of dollar cost averaging is that it removes the pitfall of market timing. As much as people would like to time the market, that is, buy when stocks are low and about to go up, and sell when stocks are high before their value drops significantly, no one can reliably time the market. By making investments over time, it takes out the motion from your investing and reinforces the practice of investing regularly. The downside of dollar cost averaging is that overall, your investment returns are statistically higher with lump sum investing. The downside of dollar cost averaging is that overall, your investment returns are statistically higher with lump sum investing. If the market consistently rises, then dollar cost averaging will end up with you buying fewer shares and decreasing your return on investment. Since the market spends more time going up than it does going down, you're more likely to do better with lump sum investing. One study done by Richard Williams and Peter Bacon in 1993 looked at historical stock market data spanning around 70 years from 1926 to 1991, which covers the time of the Great Depression. They compared the total return of $120,000 invested at the start of the year in the stocks that make up the Standard & Poor's 500 stock index with the dollar cost averaging approach. For the dollar cost averaging strategy, the money was held in 90-day treasuries and invested in $10,000 increments over 12 months. Their findings showed that around 67% of the time, investing with the lump sum approach gained higher returns in their first year than investing with the dollar cost averaging strategy. There have been many other studies using different methods of simulation, as well as studying dollar cost averaging in portfolios of stocks and bonds only, which have concluded returns are higher with lump sum investing over dollar cost averaging. However, the simulations don't take into account human behavior. When the market is volatile, it can make sense to use dollar cost averaging. If you're the kind of person who cries when the market goes down after you've made an investment, dollar cost averaging may give you more peace of mind. When the market is doing great, lump sum investing may feel easier for the nervous investor. The key is to invest and not leave money in cash or a cash equivalent indefinitely. I talked to one physician who had been contributing to her retirement accounts for nearly 2 decades, but she left all the money sitting in treasuries. She was afraid to lose money by investing into the stock market. Sadly, she lost out on hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not over $1 million of growth, by not investing in the stock market. With a retirement account, the goal of the money is long-term. Even if you are nearing traditional retirement age of 65, life expectancy is so long that you can expect to live another 2 to 3 decades, so your investment horizon is still actually long-term. To really demonstrate the importance of investing compared to staying in cash, I'll review a study on market timing. The study looked at 5 different scenarios where $2,000 was invested into the S&P 500 index each year for 20 years from 2001 to 2020. In the case of perfect market timing, the $2,000 was invested into the S&P 500 index fund at the lowest share price of the year. So in 2001, the $2,000 was invested on September 21st, and in 2002, another $2,000 was invested on October 9th, which was the lowest share price of 2002. And this occurred every year for 20 years. In the case of immediate investing, the $2,000 was invested in the S&P 500 index fund on the first day of trading each year. In the case of dollar cost averaging, the $2,000 was invested in 12 equal portions and invested at the beginning of each month. In the case of worst market timing, the $2,000 was invested into the S&P 500 index fund at the highest share price of the year. The first $2,000 was invested on January 30th, 2001, and the second $2,000 investment was invested on January 4th, 2002, and so on for each year. In the last case, the money was left sitting in treasury bills and was never invested into stocks. Perfect timing resulted in a portfolio valued at $151,391 after 20 years, which is the best result possible. Immediate investing had a portfolio value of $135,471, which was higher than the dollar cost averaging portfolio valued at $134,856. So you can see it was higher, but it wasn't a lot higher. And most people wouldn't really miss a difference of less than $1,000 between the two portfolios. It is less than a 1% difference. The worst market timing came in at $121,171. But compare that to staying in cash, which accumulated $44,438, which is 63% lower than the worst market timing and less than a third of the value of dollar cost averaging. We can also take note that even though the invest immediate returns were higher than dollar cost averaging, the difference was fairly small, less than 1% and less than $1,000 in this case. In the end, what you do with your Roth IRA investment, whether it's lump sum investing or dollar cost averaging, isn't going to likely make a significant difference. What does make a difference is that you do invest the money and don't leave it sitting in treasuries. The strategy of lump sum investing or dollar cost averaging can also apply to any significant windfall of cash, whether that's an annual bonus or an inheritance where you want to invest the money for a long-term goal. So there you have it. Again, the important thing is to be investing. The investing strategies from this particular episode are specific towards the stock market or could be used for the bond market. I'm not saying that you have to invest in stocks or bonds, but whatever you do invest in, whether it's real estate or private equity or your own business, make sure that you are investing your money. And that also includes investing yourself and investing in your own well-being. Because what is money for anyways? Money is really a tool that we use in order to get the things that we want. And one of the things that most of us want is to be happy. So if your wellness is suffering because of money, then maybe focus less on saving, investing, and perhaps divert some of the money to investing in yourself. By investing yourself, you may find that you're able to actually create more money than investing in the stock market. Well, that's it for this episode. And don't forget to register for the Leverage and Growth Virtual Summit. Registration begins on March 1st, which is the date that this podcast is releasing. It will be from March 15th to March 19th, 2023. There's going to be over 30 amazing physicians who will speak on what they're doing outside of medicine. It'll be inspirational and an event that you don't want to miss. Registration is free and only costs if you decide to go with a VIP access package. The link for registration is in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you back next week.
If you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you could share it with your friends and colleagues. And now for the disclaimer. I am not a certified financial planner, accountant, or attorney, and nothing I say should be construed as professional investment, tax, or legal advice. This show is primarily for your education and entertainment. I am a physician, but I'm probably not your physician. So if you need any medical advice, please contact your own physician. Thank you.